This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and more in the Fort Smith region. A happy Thursday to you, Michael.
Well, good Thursday to you also. A beautiful Thursday.
Let's see. A company that is often in the news in Fort Smith, often associated with Fort Smith, Whirlpool, in the news this week.
Yes, they've, for several reasons, we pushed out a story, and it was coincidental. We pushed out a story on Tuesday, I believe, earlier this week, obviously, about union officials traveling to Little Rock to meet with Governor Beebe and his staff and top staff at the Arkansas Economic Development Commission. You know, they're concerned about the future of the plant. They're concerned not about employment decline, but just about the plant going away. So we got the governor's office confirmed that visit did occur, and these union officials have also visited with Fort Smith officials. And then the same day we pushed that story out, Whirlpool confirmed that they had laid off 22 management workers. Now, that was and wasn't news. They had announced back in July they were going to be laying off up to 25 management people. And so what they did this week was just confirm that the number was 22 and not 25. But the visits by the union officials, you know, going, the local union officials going to see the governor, that I think that should give the readers or whoever's following this issue a sense that it's not just the media that's concerned, that the people at the plant are concerned about the future.
And it's a story that this of course is not the end. This will bear watching for some time.
Right, and you know, and it's been a long time coming. You know, in 2006, Whirlpool employed about 4,500 or about 4,600 at that plant here in Fort Smith. Today, they're down to less than 1,000. So, you know, the Fort Smith economy has already taken a big hit. And so, what state officials have said, Fort Smith Mayor Sandy Sanders has said, is that part of their goal is not only to convince them to keep it open, but to try to encourage them to bring more production back to the plant. When a large plant like that, such a large facility, has so few employees, you know, that's a lot of unused capacity. And typically, companies, if they have a lot of unused capacity, they're not going to be using it. They'll get. You know, out of that situation. So that's what the concern is.
That they'll start to look at the bottom line and see that this is
right,
not someplace they want to be.
Right.
Scott Bennett was in Fort Smith this week. He is the recently appointed director of the Arkansas State Highway and Transportation Department. And, boy, in Arkansas, we love to talk about highways. We don't always fund them, but we love to talk about them.
Oh, yes. Yes, and we like to blame either the state or the federal government for either not giving us enough highways or not enough of the ones we have. But Bennett was in town. He was part of a tour. Of course, he was visiting with the Regional Intermodal Transportation Authority, the board of directors there, because the highway department is involved in that their work as well. But he's on part of a tour, and Highway Commissioner Dick Trammell from your part of the world was with him. But they're trying to convince people that this bond program should be renewed on November 8th. Now, I know I've talked to some folks here, and Mr. Bennett even mentioned that the Washington County Tea Party had come out against it, and he was disparaging of their reasons. But I do hear from people who say this is not the time for a new tax. Well, the issue is there is no new taxes to be raised in this bond program. We're renewing a bond program, and the proceeds to pay the bonds back are already in place. So that tax, the 4 cent per gallon tax on diesel fuel, is already in place. So it's just the state, Arkansas Constitution requires voters to approve bond programs, so that's what they're doing. It's not raising taxes.
Do you think there is any concern that this continuation would fail?
Yes, I think the state officials and, you know, the mood right now is just an anti-tax, anti-government mood, and I think state officials are concerned that people, they'll see this bond program and they'll just out of hand reject it automatically, not knowing what it does. And there are even some folks saying, well, we don't need to be building new roads. We need to be taking care of the roads we have. Well, that's exactly what this bond program does. It's rehabilitating interstates. And I've even talked to some folks here in Fort Smith who said, well, I'm going to vote against it because last time they did it, they didn't rehabilitate 540 through Fort Smith, which is really just odd logic. I mean, okay, so because they didn't do it last time, you want to prevent them from there ever being a chance that they'll do it on the next round. So it just, it, I don't, that, that logic just that doesn't, there is no logic to that point.
The tax revenue roller coaster continues for Arkansas. Results for September show an uptick.
Right. It's roller coaster is a good way to put it. There was an uptick. It'll be interesting to see if any analysis comes out on how the tax-free holiday helped or didn't help. But the good thing from the report is that what we're seeing in Arkansas, or what the report shows, is the sales tax portions of the tax collections are still strong. And that shows the consumer is still spending. Now, it's not as strong as we'd like to be. I mean, I think they're right at, or maybe a little below, I forget the number on their budget estimate, but the year-over-year collections are up, and it still shows that the consumer, at least in Arkansas, hasn't completely withdrawn. They're still out there spending. So that, if we're looking for a good sign, that there is one.
And finally, I don't know if you're a Mac guy, a PC guy, both, neither, but it's hard to talk about business today and not think about Steve Jobs, who really revolutionized the worlds that you and I work in, and so many others.
Well, there's no question, and I am a Mac guy. I just don't understand why people use PCs. I mean, to me, it's like, you know, you can ride a horse, you can drive a car. I mean, you know, that's the difference. But yes, Steve Jobs is he is going to be in that in that category of the Edisons and Alexander Graham Bell in terms of how he changed the dynamic of a culture. I mean, imagine your world now without an iPhone or an iPad. And then not only that, but think about what he did to the market. Look at all of these other copycats that emerged with their smartphones and their, you know, touch screens. He and his group led that. And I hear some analysts say, well, you know, Jobs was just, he wasn't the whole team. There are other people doing it. But I think that's, it took a leader, and it took someone like Steve Jobs pushing these folks, and it's just a shame, because it'd be nice to for a society to have somebody's talent like that for a long time, for a much longer time, at least in 56 years.
Well, I just found it very interesting that I found out about Steve Jobs' death when it was an alert from the Washington Post pushed to my iPhone. And then at the bottom of that Washington Post alert is the standard line they have that you can subscribe to these alerts for iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad. I mean,
he's involved in his own announcement. But I'm talking to you on an iPhone now. I'll go home and fire up my Macs and start working there later this afternoon. One of my daughters will fight over who gets the iPad first. Mm-hmm. I mean, so. But at least at the Tilley House, he had quite an effect.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of the City Wire that covers home, business, culture, and more for the Fort Smith region. Michael, thank you so much.
Thanks for your time, Kyle.